The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. And they are Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas Carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 58 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, it's my lovely co-host. First up, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hey, 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 I'm here, I'm back. I'm ready for some 2B goodness this week.
Indeed, indeed. And I am as well, although unfortunately I was going to wear a yellow wig in honor of our previous episode, which was Ninja Terminator, but unfortunately I wasn't able to get one in time, but maybe in a future episode I will.
I'll be waiting.
But exactly. But also joining us is our other co-host, the Canadian portion of this podcast. And that, of course, is the one and only Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Good day. The William Regal to your John Moxley and Marcy's Barry Danielson.
Yes.
It's a wrestling reference.
Yes.
Yes.
We are going to be the most successful tag team of all time with our Daddy Regal in our corner. We just have to get along.
Oh, yeah. So, that was so tremendous at Retribution. That literally, when William Regal showed up and just slapped the shit out of Brian Danielson and John Moxley, I'm like, yep, that's me.
Yep.
No more revenge picks.
Yep.
We're getting this train back on track.
Yep.
Exactly. No more revenge picks.
Nope.
We're only going to be trying to do the best movies for this show. And I think so far we've been doing pretty well.
We're back on track. I'm safe to say.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Back on track.
It's not to say that every movie that we'll do in the future will be a home run, but I think the actual revenge pick aspect of the show is definitely out the window, Craven does every time someone who's
don't say his name.
I said his name
because once he shows up, his sister shows up. Now we can never get rid of her.
Oh no! Okay, if you know who shows up and goes out the window, and then Double L follows suit after him. So all that's all gone, and we're now only just doing, at least hopefully, doing the fun films for this show.
Yes.
And for this one, though, will be very interesting, because this is our, I would say, two-monthly Patreon poll, where we put a poll out on the Super Network Patreon, and we ask our subscribers to vote for the film they would like us to do for this episode. And unfortunately, though, these were my picks for this one. Mm. And I picked four films from the 90s that I have never seen before. So the films that were up for the poll for this one were the films DNA, Round Trip to Heaven, Quest for the Mighty Sword, and Double Trouble. And the winner, by an absolute landslide, was, of course, the 1992... Sorry, I'll do that again. And the winner, of course, by an absolute landslide, was the 1992 action cop buddy film Double Trouble, starring Peter and David Paul, a.k.a. the Barbarian Brothers.
Yes!
I don't know what to think of this. I just hope we have a good time.
I think this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, that's a big though. Growing up, I knew of the Barbarian Brothers. I just assumed, they're wrestlers, but I found
they
out
weren't,
in
though.
My research. Yeah, they were bodybuilders who became actors. And I just assumed they were wrestlers. But I remember going to the video shop and seen quite a number of their films down there, particularly one in particular, which was, I guess, their, you know, their family film, Twin Sitters, which I do vividly remember seeing. Well, the video shop, I should add.
Mm.
But I think this one, Double Trouble, I do remember seeing at the video shop. So when I saw this was on TV, I thought, you know what? I haven't seen this film. I'll put it on the poll. Maybe people, our subscribers, will vote for it. Maybe they won't. But looks like they did, and this was the winner. And I'm very excited. I will admit, I did watch 30 minutes of it last night in prep, just to have a little bit of a taste of what to suspect, in case we're not getting into ourselves into another troubling situation with one of my picks. But so far, it didn't look too bad. So I think we might be in for a good one.
All right.
Alrighty.
Let's
so,
do it.
We might as well get to it.
Yeah.
Batch and Marcy, are you ready to get a double dose of trouble with Double Trouble?
As much as I ever am on this show.
Alrighty, let's do this. So I'll count us down from five, and then when I say go, that's when all of you out there play the movie, wherever you're watching it, on Tubi, a different streaming service, or on DVD and Blu-ray. So let's do this. In five, four, three, two, one, go.
All right, I've pressed play. Another MGM movie.
And of course, like I said on Breaking 2, it's the MGM lion warning us not to watch this movie.
Yes. We've been warned, and we're still here.
I remember first seeing the Barbarian Brothers in DC Cab.
Were they in DC Cab?
They were in DC Cab.
Well, I just also found out in my research, they were also in Natural Born Killers, but their scenes were
from the movie.
But they were reinstated back in the director's cut version of the film.
Okay, I'm digging this music so far.
Yes.
Do, 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 do.
Peter Paul and David Paul, but not as the Barbarian Brothers.
Were they like the original Logan Paul and whoever the other one is?
Yes.
Dick Paul?
Yeah, that's the one.
Do we have subtitles for this or no?
Yes.
Yes, there is.
There is. Yes. Yeah. And Roddy McDowall is in this movie.
Indeed. And he plays the bad guy in this film.
Oh.
Because he needed a paycheck.
Look at this fucking nerd.
He's got a ponytail. Oh.
No.
Nice sideburns.
Hello, Bob.
Why is it that everyone in the 90s had a early 90s had a ponytail?
Because everyone had long hair.
Why do I have a ponytail?
I mean, your ponytail is cool. This guy looks a little ridiculous.
What is he doing? He's clearly got his himself handcuffed to the bloody briefcase.
Yes.
What dumb shit.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw a guy with a, you know, handcuffed to his briefcase, you would be like, you know what? That must be secret information. I better not touch that. But he went for it, man.
No, safe to say, this is still part of the LA Wars.
Yes. Although I did read a little connection that might link back to Ninja Terminator. Oh my god,
wait, Scotty from Scotty!
Scotty's in this.
And Colin Burnson, who is the brother of Corbin Burnson.
Sorry, I just had like this massive shock, like shiver thing through. Ugh, someone walked over my grave.
That's like, really? Scotty from Star Trek?
David Carradine's
in the movie, too.
And Mr. C.
Mr. C.
Oh, wow, Mr. C.
And Mr. C means Mr. Carradine.
No, it means Mr. Cunt.
Yes.
All right, I need to use my rotary phone. You can see it's here.
Oh, no.
If you are subscribed on Patreon, you can actually physically see I have a rotary phone. I'm just going to call Hollywood for a better movie. I'm going to finger my phone,
Marcy,
right now.
It's not just a rotary phone. It's a rotary phone bag.
It's a rotary phone handbag. I'm just fingering it right now. Hello, Hollywood. Can I have a better movie on Tubi that we can watch? Because this is weird already. I don't know why Scotty's in it.
Marcy, be careful, because I have a feeling that bag is possessed by the spirit of Louise Lasser.
Oh, you said her name. Oh, my God, she's on the phone.
Hello, did somebody call for Louise Lasser on their
phone?
No.
No, I'm trying to call Hollywood to get a better movie. I wasn't calling you, Louise.
First of all, I'm Hollywood royalty. I've been around since the 60s. I've been in a lot of movie and TV shows.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Hollywood royalty.
Oh, the phone's cutting off. This is a Wi-Fi rotary phone.
Wow, you've really lost that phone, Marcy.
Wow, I've lost connection. That guy's dead, by the way.
Wow, that is.
Whoa, he's got a saw.
Whoa, you know I'm not gonna lie.
Oh shit, that's Roddy McDowell.
When I started watching this movie last night, I just assumed, oh, this is an action comedy family film. Isn't that dude got shot and there's blood spurting out everywhere?
I thought that saw was gonna be for the dude, but it was to open the briefcase.
We need this paperwork.
Oh, there's a credit card. I've got to call Batman. His credit card's missing. Hello, Batman.
I mean, is that a credit card or is it a microchip?
I don't know.
It's one of those kickstarted wallets.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought that said mass transit, and I was going to say, "Oh, that's not a good thing." if you know.
Yes.
Mm. Hello, Jeweler's Mall. Can I have some diamonds? I'm going to put my phone down for a little bit.
Why don't you call for some fried chicken, Marcy?
I might, actually. Hello, KFC.
Okay, so we could technically push this back to both LA... I mean, connect this back to LA War and also...
I have to fix my rotary phone bag.
Since this is also in LA, this in another part of LA as those stories are going.
You know, actually, those four films almost make like a trilogy.
Mm.
Ooh, that is true.
I don't know how four films make a trilogy, but
they
well,
do
we have
now.
Ninja Terminator in there, but we have to find out how that is linked to this film. But I'm pretty sure there is one coming out that might be a good answer to that question.
There we go. Fix my.
And what is one of the barbarians?
Why is he a Cylon?
I was going to say he's Cyclops from the X-Men.
No, that's a Cylon from Battlestar Galactica.
He's got a suit.
Oh, there's my diamonds!
He's wearing that Geordi LaForge
visor. Like the rock aliens wore those!
I like how the visor, even though it's like that huge, it has its own little microscope thing on the outside.
Okay, so what's the plot line for this movie?
That's not how picking a lock works.
Yes.
What are those, stocks and bonds or something? Oh, it's another credit card.
He found the credit card that we saw before. So he's robbing the bad guys.
He found the other wallet.
Yes.
I'm so confused. What's happening?
He's a jewel thief.
Yes, he's a jewel thief.
Does he have a mad mullet? Because I feel like that's a mad mullet. Oh, a phone!
It's not a rotary phone.
No, but he still has to finger it.
Well, that is true. He's a literal cat burglar. Who spray paints each crime scene he's at as
with a cat? Yeah.
Yeah.
What is
it's not very bright?
Okay, so fuck. What is this movie about? What are you? Nah.
Okay, so basically, the plot of this movie is the Barbarian Brothers. They play twin. I mean, they play.
Oh my god!
Look at that hair, dude.
Was he in a crop top?
Yes. And she's, like, in a streetwalker gear at their car.
Well, obviously, she's undercover, obviously.
Yeah. All right, so basically back to this
movie. Oh, my God, his hair!
We need one of those wigs for you.
Yes!
Yes. That needs to be the,
Actually, I think Bean has that wig. You better go put it on.
I do have that wig.
Oh, bam crack! No!
What crack?
Ew, get it off the screen!
My eyes have been soiled.
No!
That was way too much butt crack from that security
that
guard
was.
That we needed from this movie.
That was. But B, do you have that wig? You can show the Patreons.
I do. Hold on. All right, I'll be back.
Yes. Why is he wearing a fucking sweater crop top? We all
Marcy,
need to wear that.
Marcy, why does Bean have a wig?
We're not allowed to say, but he can show it off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not at liberty to say just yet. But I am... So, okay, are they, like... Is one barbarian brother a cop and the other one is the cat burglar?
Yes.
Is that... Okay, so who's... How does... How does Roddy McDowell fit into this?
I think he's the big bad.
So they both will have to team up to fight him.
I assume.
Mm.
Dave?
Dave? Peter?
Nah, why are you spraying the wall?
I don't know. I just felt like it. Okay, dude.
All right, everybody, just call me Beadpool.
Get that hair going, Bead.
You gotta comb it out of the back.
Yeah.
I gotta comb it at the back, yes. I gotta make sure it's all straight.
He is the third barbarian brother.
Yes. Beady barbarian.
They're gonna be in the new triplets movie.
He just shot his brother.
What is this?
Alright, so basically
just said he shot him. What?
But yeah, these are twin brothers who are on the opposite ends of the law. Because one's a cat burglar, one's a cop, and they hate each other.
And one's wearing a sweater crop top that I'm obsessed with.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Raiders.
Cool Raiders.
I think I might have to wear this for the rest
you
of the
You will.
I think you do.
You have to.
And then he died. He went off the edge of the building.
Hey, that was just like Money in the Bank 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Wait, what? He's got a Ferrari. I want that Ferrari. My Barbie had that Ferrari.
He could be calling the cops in at this point. His team. Ad.
Ad.
We got an ad.
What's the timestamp, Bead?
Are you currently watching Double Trouble? Well, retire after this because you won't have nothing else to
look. It's a long ad, and we're at 10 minutes 46 seconds because Bead didn't read you the timestamp. He's loving life because he has hair.
Well, it's we're at 10 minutes and 46 seconds. That's where the ad stops, so we'll let you know when it's over, and then you can restart the movie.
That's where the movie stopped?
All right. Sorry.
We've got about 50 ads. Ooh, yes. Voltaren.
Yeah, I guess unfortunately this is on American Tubi.
This is American Tubi, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, and everybody of all ages and everything else.
Indeed. Also, most of the trivia, I was going to read some trivia, but most of it is legit about James Doohan. James Doohan, who played... Is that Sharon Stone?
That was Sharon Stone! What?
She's getting paid. She's making that slot machine money.
What the fuck?
That is terrifying because that's CGI on her face.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh my god, another ad.
Money.
What an enamel drink. All these bloody ads. Anyways, I want to read some of this trivia, but a lot of it basically is about James Doohan being in this movie.
Oh, really? Okay, we're back now. 10:47. There we go.
Excuse me, I'm just finishing up writing the script to this movie.
That's how I type too.
That's how he fingers his typewriter.
Yes.
Oh my god, that wig you have is that exact hair. I cannot get over this.
I'll just turn it to the side, and I'll type on my typewriter.
Yeah. Typey-typey. Finger that typewriter.
I will. I'm going to type it right now. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, it's that guy. He was, what show was he on?
House of Keaton.
That was, Dick Dietrich.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's a little kitty cat in there.
Why are they laughing? That's a live animal.
Excuse me, I ordered Gwyneth Paltrow's head, not a cat.
And now they're making pussy jokes? Jeez, how mature are these idiots?
Oh, there's their chief who's had enough of his shit.
Angry police chief, check.
Oh, he's up. He's not the chief, but he's a higher up.
Oh, well, still.
You'll find out who the... Yes.
Oh, is James Doohan the chief?
Yeah, James Doohan's the chief.
Oh, nice. That's even better.
That just made my day.
Yes. I just can't handle the Paul twins' hair.
I can't handle anything about what he's wearing, his hair. What?
I mean, I know he's a cop, but doesn't he have a uniform? And why is she still wearing streetwalker gear?
I don't know. Why does he...
The uniform doesn't fit.
Yes.
Have you seen his pythons?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, she's about to go see an informant. Something tells me this may be... She may only have one day... Tomorrow's her last day of retirement.
She's gonna retire tomorrow. Nothing bad could happen.
Exactly. Look at her earrings.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, to be fair.
I'm serious.
No!
I'm gonna eat it.
No! Don't be mean to the kitten.
Eat pussy. You can eat the pussy.
Oh my god.
No!
No, kitty! And we'll never hear from the cat again.
I like how up on the spray paint, the graffiti on the wall, one of it looks like it just says PS5.
I was about to say that. They knew.
It does.
It does.
The future was told.
Oh, he kept the cat. Okay.
He's having it for dinner.
Oh, fuck off. No.
I gotta work on my biceps.
Oh, he has a girlfriend? Oh, no.
No, she's just a sexy neighbor.
Ah, of course.
Ooh, hello.
Booby fair.
Hey, now. My hair's better than hers.
Of course it's gonna have, like, a Rambo 3 poster on his wall.
I just saw that. Why is the light under there?
I have a light over there.
I got a light under my thing as well.
I don't.
But But he clearly doesn't know where the dishes go, because he just puts them all randomly in the corner.
Yeah, he just puts the cat in the sink.
Yeah, you get on the plate, or then I'll put you in the
microwave. No! I will murder you both.
Here, have some baby food.
It is baby food! Oh my god, the lid is in the sink.
So your shit can go down the sink. It's practical.
Mm-hmm. Unless he plugs the sink, wouldn't they go down into the sink?
Well, that was
Oh, there's a Terminator poster.
Better work on my traps.
I gotta admire my idols.
Yeah, I think he was
gotta do my steroids.
Yeah, he was on fucking roids. He was on roids.
Gotta get on my baby oil so I glisten.
Ugh.
Hoo-ah.
Ooh-ha!
I like how even, like, in this movie...
The Paul, continues.
The Paul brothers are still called by their first names in this film.
He was wearing that same outfit in that photo with his police partner.
He was.
Why is he loud grunting?
He's literally orgasming.
Grunting continues!
And she's like, sitting there going... I'm enjoying this. None of this.
What the hell is going on? I bet he's bench pressing her.
I just like to listen to you guys.
What the fuck? What is that picture above the fireplace? It's of him.
I need that picture of him. Okay. To show who's who, that is Peter. That is Peter Paul. And the other guy who's the cop, that's David Paul.
Uh-huh. Sometimes we switch and we didn't tell anybody in the movie.
Exactly. It was really one actor this entire time. Interesting. You wouldn't like him. Although, sad news, though, David Paul actually passed away last year.
R.I.P., buddy.
You seem to know the answers, Peter.
Peter!
Lawless.
Lawless.
Well, he's not strong.
So he is so strong, he can get a little bit of coal, crush it, and a diamond pops out.
Well, that's the steroids, mate. That's what they do. It's why people use them.
Although he doesn't look as, you know, big and muscly as his brother. Like, just based on this shot here of him shirtless. Like, he's not as baby in terms of his muscles.
Oh, no, he's roid. He did roids.
He's not as jacked.
Yeah, he's not as jacked.
Not as... He had all the oil and stuff before. I don't know if it's the same brother. Who knows? They look the same.
maybe I shouldn't have walked down this, like, dark railway track by myself.
Bede, don't victim blame. Seriously.
It's been a long night. Was that my fault? She didn't call for backup.
So what's up? What you gotta tell me? Dad. Uh-oh, there's a needle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, he took the vaccine!
Oh no, he took the vaccine and he is like...
He took a booster, oh my god.
Turns out her informant was Bernie's, her wigging at Bernie's.
Bloody hell.
Damn it, who am I supposed to shoot up with now?
Jesus, Bede! There's a lot of grunting in this movie.
She got knocked out.
She had cocaine in her purse.
Oh, no, that was, they threw the cocaine on there.
Oh.
That was not even in her bag.
It's being framed.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh!
Damn it, she was gonna... She was about to retire in 2 hours.
Indeed.
Bloody hell.
See, this is why cops should never retire. Then they will not get killed the day before.
Those shoes are terrible.
They should have like those big platform ones with the fish inside, swimming it around.
It's the next day and he's still wearing that fucking crop top sweater.
I am more put up by the jeans. They're like really...
They're riding up his ass.
They're scrunched up there as much as Paige's camel toe in Santa's Little Helper.
That was a Christmas camel toe, get it right.
You know, that is true. Christmas camel toe.
And, what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. Whoops.
Lied.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. I think crop tops need to make a comeback, like those sweater crop tops for everyone. Everyone needs to be wearing the little crop tops with jeans that ride up your ass.
Well, to be fair... crop tops are probably not best for everyone. You know, not everyone needs to see everybody's belly, just to say that.
No.
Gotta be a specific body type.
Bede, wear a crop top sweater, please.
No!
You have to have his exact look to go with your hair.
Whoa!
Jesus, he punched him into next week.
Why is there a swing in the middle of like a railway track area?
What is any of this?
So that the kids can get really high then just jump on the train.
Exactly.
I'm so confused. Are they thinking he's the cop or something? Because they're the same.
Did Guardians of the Galaxy steal that from this movie?
Yes! It did!
Yes.
It really did.
James Gunn watched this movie, saw that bit, is like, I'm going to put that in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow.
It's so weird that Roddy McDowall, who's like been acting since he was a kid, is in this movie. But I suppose, you know, some people need to get paid.
Look
at that Vincent Vega looking motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Fucking Bob.
You were heads of security. Now you're no longer head of security.
Bob gets shit done in this movie.
Yes. Look at his hair.
That's what I'm talking about. That Vincent Vega looking motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm so confused as to what's going on.
Okay, so basically, Peter, the jewel thief, stole that sort of microchip / like credit card or whatever that silver thing was. He wants it.
Well, he just called it a card, so we'll just call it a card.
Yeah.
Okay, so he wants it back.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
But I'm not sure how it sort of ties into, like, the brother, the David, the cop. Like, I was only 30 minutes into this movie, so I don't know how it all sort of ties together. I'm assuming they think they're the same person?
That's what I'm assuming, maybe.
I would assume that, yeah.
Yeah, so that would be how he gets embroiled in it?
Yes.
But if he knows his brother is a fucking burglar, why doesn't he just put him in jail?
He was in jail, but then he got out on good behaviour.
Well, clearly he's not doing good behaviour right now.
And he's got to catch him first.
Exactly. I mean, he can't be that hard to find him. Like, he's living in a really nice house somewhere. You only have to track down where he lives.
I have no idea what's going on.
Uh-oh.
What?
His trap backfired.
Whoa! And now we're at the jewelry mart again.
That was the same place as before!
It was!
Why would you rob the same place twice?
Change your sweater. He's got one shirt.
I am obsessed with that. I can't deal with it. Like, what is this?
He has been wearing that shirt for like.
He didn't even hit him.
I'm gonna have to take this wig off because my head is starting to get really hot.
Oh, damn it, Bede.
I will wear it again. Don't worry. But,
now you look weird again.
Alright, there we go.
Much better.
That looks disturbing.
Oh, you broke Marcy.
Oh, God.
I actually like it this way.
Stop it! It looks so bad! Oh, jeez.
He hates his brother so much, he throws him in a jail cell with people he has arrested before. It's like, hey guys, I know you guys want to hit me. Why don't you hit my brother instead?
That's yeah, but how could you not tell it's his brother? And they look the fucking same. They are identical twins.
He wants his brother to get raped in prison.
He does.
Ew.
2420 we're at. And we haven't had for Domino's Pizza.
Well, these look like these are quick ads, so we don't have that long to go.
Pete, I can't look at you. People, there's a reason why you need to subscribe to our Patreon to see us on video as we do these shows, because it is worth a $1 US a month, trust me. It's freaking hilarious.
When you do a highlights video for this episode, you have to put this in there just to entice people to...
Yeah, but then they'll see it. Patreon. Okay, we're back, 2422. It's the best kept secret. People just have to find out.
Exactly.
I can't look at him. He's creeping me out.
And she looks like Yardley Smith, that cop.
You opened up the closet to his wardrobe. It's just like dozens of Raiders sweatshirts.
Yes, that's all it is. Jeans.
That's it.
Yep.
That's the only outfit he had. That's all they could afford for this movie.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Why would anyone be allowed to wear a crop top at a police station?
I don't know why he's allowed to wear that in general.
Yes.
Who's going to tell him no?
Oh my God.
James Zuhart, it's Scotty! Agent Regan from the FBI. I can't do it, Captain. I don't have the power.
Oh, who's this asshole?
That's Corbin Burnson's brother.
Oh. Like, you have to excuse my voice. Like, what?
I'm trying very hard not to use my Scottish accent. Because I'm an American police chief.
I've been busy with the LA wars all morning.
Also, hell. Those breakdancing kids and breaking too.
And then I just heard about this guy in Little Tokyo with a wig.
Yes. Actually, earlier in the movie, I don't know if this was brought up, like when they asked you know, David, like, in his report, like, to describe the cat burglar, he basically describes him as a little Asian man with blonde hair.
Right.
Which I'm going to assume he knows the character with the blonde hair wig from Ninja Turtles.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Yeah.
I think he's using that as a basis. So I think he's arrested him before. And that's how this movie is linked to Ninja Turtles.
That makes sense, yeah. No
way. But also, it's, you know, set in the same area as, of course, LA Wars and Breaking 2.
Wow, he looks really smug.
To be fair, Peter is of the two is probably the better actor. To be fair, Peter is probably of the two the better actor of the two.
And all they're saying, yes way, no way, yes way. Bloody hell. Oh my god.
See, it's like this movie was originally meant to be dial for...
Let me see, 911. Hello, emergency, get me out of watching this movie. I don't know what's going on. They're disturbing me. I don't know. Also, bring me fried chicken. Right. I'm glad I have my phone for emergencies.
It's a combination of those that weird hair.
Oh, that crop top.
They're bulging biceps.
Yep.
At least this brother has the decency not to wear a crop top.
But they do. Hey,
Louise, are you around?
Yes, it's me, Louise Lather. What's going on?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what do you think of these guys' muscles?
Oh, you know, these two boys, they're so hunky. Look at that hair. I wish they're almost as flowing as my hair, which is always so big and blonde. And I gotta say, they have bulging biceps. I could easily sprinkle some red wine and lick off their biceps. That's how juicy these boys are.
That's disturbing, Louise.
And I would take a both on at the same time. But that being said, though, that hunky boy Craven, he'll always be my number one favorite. He's playing very hard to get, but sooner or later, he's gonna crumble to the ground and finally admit he has feelings for me. And then we can start playing with my rotary phone together. So
hold on, I have a text from he will not be named. It says no.
Won't play with the rotary phone. We're just gonna play with my vacuum cleaner. You know, because you know, just like my vacuum cleaner, I like to suck too. But that's a whole different story. But let's move right along from there. Because, you know, I gotta show off my big cleavage, and I gotta go eat some pumpkin pie. So I'm gonna keep looking for Craven.
As if he wouldn't notice, he's just crawling out right beside him.
Yes. He's going out the window like Craven. So, speaking of which, I better go look for him. See you all later. Bye.
None of this makes sense. We're sitting here, he's escaping the toilet. Like, how? Why? You just, you know, you get immunity from everything and you're like, no, I'm going to fuck off. Like, dude, fuck off.
See, this was back in the 90s where you could easily escape a police station via the toilet window.
Are you sure?
Yes. Not that I know that by experience or
anything. Yeah, okay.
And he's, like, still there talking about his life story. And he's probably thinking, dude, you've been in there pissing for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you'd think, like, you know. I don't know.
No!
Now my shoe's wet.
I like how his foot going in the toilet broke him up.
It nearly did!
Oh! Sorry, I pissed on my feet.
That's what it looks like! Why would you admit to that?
Oh, yeah, it's like a shit car.
Yes. Okay, I was up to this point in the movie where I thought, you know what, I'm just going to stop right here and sort of see where it goes from here.
And Freddy is snoring in the background. I just heard this little...
Chamberlain.
Hey guys, can you drop me off to the set of LA Law so I can see my brother Corbin? Or off to the dentist's office where he's playing the dentist?
That's not funny. I'm laughing because it's not funny.
Sure, Buzzy.
I don't know what's going on in this movie.
So they have to team up to find out what happened to his partner. And that's pretty much it, really. So that's how it all collides together, I think.
I don't know. Oh my god.
Yeah, shut up, Whitney.
Fucking Whitney.
You fucking nerd.
You fucking nerd.
He is a fucking nerd.
You know the Barbarian Brothers hate nerds.
Mm. Yes. They eat nerds for breakfast.
Exactly. Whitney may not have glasses on his face, but he's trying to... Oh, hello!
Booby fair.
Well. And this is his crop top.
Jeez.
Go back to those girls. I want to see them all.
Beady Barbarian,
yes.
Yes, rip his top. So he can't wear it anymore.
Marcy, if he rips his top, the crop top's going to go even higher than it already is.
I don't know what's going on.
We've already established it's his only shirt.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
I feel like they have pillows in their pants because their bums are sticking out massively.
No, not the painting over the...
My favorite painting with a perfectly triangle cut in it.
That was going to be my favorite painting to own. Damn it. They broke all the stuff I stole. You know what this painting needs? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I lost it.
I was gonna say, you know what this painting needs? A crop top.
That's my only takeaway from this movie is the fucking crop top.
And the hair.
Well, the hair, yes.
Yes. I think we may have a contender for the best hair category.
It's gonna be a really competitive category.
Oh my god. Yeah. That suit is still too big for him.
Yes. But at least his clothes fit him, unlike like David here with his crop top, which looks like it's at least 10 sizes smaller than him.
Maybe he likes it like that.
Well, that is true. Hey, stop testing out my sex machine.
Why is he wearing that? Why is any of this happening? And I just hurt myself. I'm so confused. Oh. Well, that didn't take much. Now.
Whoa!
He went for a magic carpet ride, mate.
Yes. All right, Toby, where are the crop tops?
See what I mean? Wow, he really...
Bullshit!
He really don't want to be told he does take steroids.
He looks like he's taking steroids, allegedly.
I don't take steroids until the times that I do take steroids.
Oh, yes. My god. Oh, I thought he was going to put it on his penis.
That's what he does when he's alone.
That's what he and his girlfriend like to get up to in their spare time.
Well, that's fine. If that gets them going, good for them.
Oh, give it to me more, Daddy. Oh, sorry.
Bean, I don't need to know what goes on in your personal life.
The safe word is Raiders.
You break us both.
Oh look, he's got a poster on his wall that says love, so he must have a poster that says laugh and live elsewhere in the house.
He's got all this artwork, but where's the Raiders? poster.
Exactly.
I'm confused. What brother's house were we at?
Currently, it's in Lamborghini.
Yeah. All right, so the guy in the suit, that's Peter, the jewel thief. And, of course, Crop Top is the cop.
Whose house were we at?
We were at Peter's.
Which one's Peter?
He's the one on the left with the suit.
Okay, so... So that was his house. Okay, that's why there was no Raiders shirts. Okay, posters. Yes. Fuck.
See, this movie should have been retitled Crop Top Cop.
Crop Top. It should have been. Cop. It should have been called The Safe Word is Raiders.
That could be the subtitle. Crop Top 2, The Safe Word is Raiders.
So who was the other guy? He's a henchman or something, right?
Yes, he was a henchman. Man, I thought we were partners.
I'm so confused.
At least we're almost halfway through.
Yeah,
thanks. You're not my brother, and I'm going to shoot you.
Oh my god, his pants are tighter than Craig Sheffer's.
Exactly. I swear he borrowed Craig Sheffer's pillow bum from Voyager.
He did. He totally did. Yeah, this music's on point, mate. How did they afford all these fancy cars?
To be fair, one of them is a jewel fee, so he probably, a cat burglar, I should say. So he probably stole those cars.
Yeah, true.
To be fair, the Barbarian Brothers got paid in protein powder.
Yes.
And,
Look, the Santa Claus in the corner. This is a Christmas movie.
Oh, God. There is a rip in his butthole on... I mean, there's a hole in his bum on the jeans. Fuck. Can't even talk.
So you could say that's an asshole. Sorry. That was my one terrible joke for the episode. Out of fruit.
What is wrong with this lady?
Shuddy, I see you carrot. See, Shuddy, you carried all my protein powder. I'm going to get really muscly.
Where are they going? What are they doing?
I have no idea what's going on. I'm assuming. Well, they must have got the info from the henchmen, like who sent them, and now they're going to find out who is trying to kill them. Oh!
Can we look up if you can buy that crop top?
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Please.
Whoa!
See, all that's missing, instead of like a pair of jeans, he should have been wearing like a pair of Zubas with a fanny pack.
Yes. Seriously, he needs a fanny pack. We call them bum bags here for some reason.
Yes. All right.
And a fanny means something completely different in Australia.
Raiders crop top.
Raiders crop top.
Okay, I have found. Oh my gosh, I found it.
Really?
Oh, well, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
I can't really see because it's blurry. It's very blurry.
Well, I'm trying not to make it blurry.
Oh, kind of, but not really. It's like $100. What the fuck? I'm going to look.
It doesn't have the logo on it.
It's a bit...
90s. I'm going to look up 90s Raiders crop sweater.
Gray.
They're only a gun battle because they're just shooting out the people who has the best hair among them.
Yeah, that's the only thing that they're doing. I cannot find anything that resembles what he's wearing.
Whee!
Like, gotta get out of here. I'm sad. That sweater crop top needs to make a comeback.
Yes.
Oh, straight through the glass table.
Whoa!
So who are these guys? What are they doing?
They work for the bad guy.
Why did he steal that?
Is he the deep?
No, true. Yes. I'm so confused, but whatever.
It's the battle of the hair.
It is. It's the battle of whatever the fuck they're both wearing.
This should be a movie where it's going to be pretty obvious that the stuntmen are not them.
Yes.
So I'm waiting for that.
See, we're now on a bit. Someone's hanging over the side of a building. Is there going to be a doll falling off the building? That would be hilarious. There better be. I'll be upset if there isn't. Whoa!
What is going on?
Hold on, man. I'm helping you up.
He shot me!
Whoa! And he died.
I really did not need that view from him. And it's still going! I don't need to see every bit of his crop top.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa, he's got the slide fish on his back.
What?
And he's got a... And he just threw it like a Captain America shield!
What?!
Whoa!
He just threw a satellite dish like it was nothing.
And it was huge. It was like the big satellite dishes you had, like, back then. It wasn't a small one.
No.
That was massive. That's not what she said, ever.
All right. I was, like, looking up the director's filmography. So, the director of this movie, John Paragon, he also directed another film that the Barbarian brothers are in called Twin Titters. He directed another movie that we have to do if it ever pops up on Tubi. It's called Ring of the Musketeers. It's a modern-day version of The Three Musketeers. And this movie... stars David Hasselhoff, Chek Marin, John Rhys-Davies, Corbin Burnson, Elvira, and also Allison Duty, aka who played the German lady from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah, it sounds like we have to watch it. Oh, yay, we're like halfway through, finally.
You can obviously tell they're driving very slow based on the scenery in the
back. And it looks like he's trying to drive fast.
Yes. It's a very slow car chase. It's their hair holding the car down. It's all that weight from their hair.
It is. As well as the sweater crop top.
Yes.
I can't handle
and
it.
And their bulging biceps.
I can't handle it. Why is he wearing that? No, but really, I want to know the reasoning. Why isn't there trivia on that?
I have no idea, but pretty much all the trivia, like I said, that is on this movie is more to do with James Doohan being in this movie.
Oh.
And the first one being, this is James
Doohan. Oh, I knew that would happen.
Whoa, he blew up.
Well, he blew up a car.
Obvious that car is connected on the back of a truck that's slowly going past.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, one of the trivias I've got here is this was James Doohan's first non-Star Trek film since Man in the Wilderness 21 years prior.
Oh. Well, he's a bit dead.
His throat was slashed.
And that guy's still alive? Yeah. He's still knocked out from that? Really?
And he's upset that he's still alive.
It's like 5 days later. What is going on?
You took something more than that. Duh.
See, I'm Peter. That's my brother David. Duh. I think you and I need to be the Barbarian Brothers, or we could be the Warrior Brothers, and we could be Tim and Tom, the Warrior Brothers.
No, I just need to cut the top off into the mullet because I already got the back. So,
going down the stairs.
Oh my god.
Stop punching yourself.
I feel like we're quieter than usual on this episode, but I think we're just trying to work out what the fuck's going on. And the fact that he's wearing this crop top for the whole fucking movie so far.
Yes. Well, to be fair, this one is like, it's crazy, but it's not like full on crazy like the last few movies we've done for this show.
Yeah.
As long as people are entertained by like, us, that's all I care about.
So they had to do their own stunts because they didn't have any. They couldn't find stuntmen like that big.
Exactly. And if they did, they would have to wear like those big muscle suits.
How did they get into a car with other people while they're fighting?
Those are some terrible looking punches.
Yeah.
They're in different areas of the city punching each other. They are like the real life version.
They have literally gone into a China shop.
China shop.
Like two bulls in a China shop.
See, these two guys.
Why are they even fighting? Why do they hate each other?
Because one's jealous of the other.
Okay, that makes sense. Yes.
The one that's the criminal also, is jealous of the other one because he was like too perfect growing up.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Oh.
Yeah. And and also, these two are fighting around the city like Peter and the chicken. I mean,
yes!
Peter and the rooster from Family Guy.
They stole that.
So, in this movie...
The good old, I punch you in the face and you punch me in the face.
Yes. And now they're all like good buddies now. Sometimes you need to fight your brother just to get the love back.
Mm.
Let's get something to eat, huh?
Let's get some fried chicken.
Yes! Let us be fried chicken!
He's eating a burger.
Is there chicken in that burger?
It looks maybe. It could be.
I think it could be a chicken burger.
Well, he spits. He doesn't
swallow. We got our first bit of... I think we may have our first bit of fried chicken in a film in 2022.
I think we could.
Yeah, we might.
Yes.
Let's just say it is.
We'll just... Yeah.
Yes. Well, I don't see anything that looks like beef in that burger when he was munching on it, so I'm assuming that it is.
Well, half of it's still all over his face. I couldn't remember
anything. Mm.
God, that sweater is so dirty. Ugh. You can see the stains on it.
He's gonna wear it for at least another week.
No.
Yep.
They're having a heart-to-heart.
The fuck is what?
That burger had chicken. I saw the chicken.
That was the chicken burger.
That was a chicken. It's a fried chicken burger.
Yes. Yeah, it makes sense. Fried chicken
fried
burger.
Chicken.
Hmm.
Yes.
What is up with that guy's hair?
He looks like Lydus Roach.
Oh my god, are they both wearing
He looks
suit?
Like Tommy Wiseau in that
oh
suit.
Oh shit.
He
looks
so bad in suits.
It's like he broke his ass. And he's like, whoa.
This is so. Oh my god, I can't.
Oh, hold on, I'm about to fall over. Oh, whoa. Now I can't even tell who is who anymore.
No,
nah.
At least when he was wearing the crop top, I could tell who.
I guess you could tell it's him because he's walking like Vince McMahon for some reason.
Mm. The cop has an earring, the other one doesn't.
Mm. The cop's in a pinstripe.
That waiter looks like Steve Buscemi. Hello, fellow twins.
Wow, he's pissed off. The menu's in Let's French. Go. Jeez. Mm-hmm.
I don't want French fries. I want freedom fries. There's Roddy McDowell.
Mm.
Wait a second, isn't that the guy from Planet of the Apes?
Cornelius.
Hello, I'm Snooty Waiter.
Was that your attempt at being Vincent Price, Alan Rickman?
No. He looks like Vincent Price, though, now that you say it. Damn it, I'm wearing this mo and no one's giving me respect.
So what's on the card?
On the card?
Yeah, the card stuff. That they wanted to get. That he stole or whatever. Ooh, the plot line for this is. I don't know.
I'm not exactly sure.
I'm confused.
I mean, they're probably talking about it right now.
And he's talking about something about a plane going somewhere and whatever. I don't know.
That card contains all my porn.
You better go get it then.
And it's really creepy monkey porn, knowing Roddy McDowell.
Ew. It probably is. It's porn. It's Planet of the. It's the official Planet of the Apes XXX porno. I need it back.
I feel like they'd call it something like Planet of the Gapes.
Oh.
Marty, you just went there and the show's now gone downhill. We've lost at least.
I'll see myself out.
Half a dozen listeners.
I'll see myself out. Bye.
I suppose. Well, we're almost like nearly, I would say we're about almost an hour into this film. James Doohan has not come back yet.
He's been in it once.
David Carradine has not. Yeah, David Carradine has not popped up yet. I'm very upset. Where are they?
Yeah, where is Mr. C?
Exactly. I want to know why he's called Mr. C.
He's called Mr. C because he's Mr. Cunt. Wait, they have valet service at this shitty diner?
Yes.
It's a fancy restaurant. It's French.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. But it looked shit.
And his construction service is in French. It's called Le Kent. We got to be inconspicuous.
What was that?
We got to be inconspicuous.
Totally.
See, a part of me wants to do Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions, even though neither of them sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
No.
Duh. I'll just do my John Cena derp impression.
Duh. I'm confused. We both look the same. Which one of us is the cop and which one's the robber? Before I could tell, because I was the one wearing the Rebus crop top.
They are definitely himbos, and I'm all here for it.
Yes.
Excuse me, did I just go in there? Yes.
That's a funny joke.
Gotta love twin humor.
Oh, no!
Ew! Oh, yeah. I'm having flashbacks of things I don't want to think about.
This is not the booby fair I want.
No.
But it's the booby fair we deserve.
The fuck? Ew.
Mickey Rourke?
Ew.
We're going to see their bulging pecs.
No.
I'm scared.
There he is. No, that's not him.
No, I don't know who that is.
Seriously, if you're being followed, you would be a little bit more inconspicuous, and also, you would not look like each other. You'd be walking around, and everybody's like, oh yeah, I'm being stalked by two guys who look exactly the same.
I'm being stalked by two big musclehead twins, like, seriously.
Exactly.
It's like, funny, because the cop is a little bit more jacked and is a little bit bigger than the
ew,
other
one.
Yeah, that's what
this.
I mean, like, yeah. I guess they did that to change it up so they could be different with their characters. I mean, other than the personality stuff, of course.
What the hell?
Oh, that's a terrifying shot.
I don't like this. I'm scared. Help me.
That is a terrifying sight. This is something out of The Visitor.
I don't like it at all. Makes me scared.
And I'm sounding like Jesse Ventura right now. Mean Gene.
Well, let me tell you something, counselor.
I'm scared and I don't like it.
I just want to know how, like, Peter and David Paul went from being bodybuilders to major actors and having their own movies and stuff. I just want to know how that happened. Oh,
ads.
That's
and it's an ad for some Fox TV show, and we're at 55:45. That was Shaggy on there in this ad. It is Shaggy.
Name that name tune that Celebrity.
Celebrity Edition.
Mm. Yes.
I was in a car accident because I was watching Double Trouble on my iPhone.
Yeah. Stop watching
your car get hit by two aging bodybuilders and mullets.
Did you see a Raiders crop top?
Yes.
You're entitled to big money, $2.5 million.
Ring now for a free consultation, and we'll give you a free Raiders crop top as a reward.
Yes. All right, 50.
And we're back at 55.84. 55.50. Sorry.
Jesus, Bede, get it right. What happened to his suit? Why is there a hangman in the locker?
I don't know. Oh, see, this guy, like the Peter, the cat burglar, he knows how to pick locks, so that's probably.
Oh, well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a bomb threat. It's for a movie called Double Trouble.
You know, I rang for Hollywood to give me a better movie. They haven't rang back. I don't like
No, they
this.
Haven't called you back. I think they changed your number.
No, how mean.
Luckily, my eyesight really is bad. I'm seeing double. I'm seeing four.
It's four Krusties. Who is that fashion. Guy? Is that the council guy?
That's the councilman because they shredded his suit.
Okay. And what did he do?
He's dirty.
Okay.
He's dirty.
He looks
and
dirty.
He's dressed up like basically the Backstreet Boys, and I want it that way.
And they flipped his shitty car. How did he not see them there? They're right there.
These people are clearly not looking with their eyes and not noticing that there's these two muscle-bound twins running around all over the place. Oh! Someone got shot!
Yeah, he said...
Tito got fired.
Yeah, he said he was fired and he shot him.
There's some dark humor in this movie.
It is a little bit.
I want my contract!
Oh, we forgot what I was smoking this week. This week I am
smoking. What are you smoking this week, Dutch?
Some space cake from Color. So technically, it's the color of space cake.
Ooh, the color out of the space cake.
You take a big bowl and you talk like Nicolas Cage.
That's very kind of you. I came down here because I need a space cake, or as I like to call it, a space cage. And it's a wonderful piece of chocolate. You eat it, and it feels like you have both an emu and an ostrich on top of your head. And it makes you want to do at least 5 movies in the span of 10 minutes.
I should just call the strain alpaca.
Yes. Did someone say Al Pacino?
No, that was alpaca.
Oh, there. Oh, it was alpaca. All right, I thought you said Al Pacino. I'll come back at a later day. Ooh-ha!
Is he back in the sweater?
Yes!
Yes! He's back in the crop top! He's like a superhero. He just wears the same outfit. His superhero outfit is the crop top.
Sorry, I'm just out of it right now because men in crop tops are just... My mind just doesn't work afterwards.
Hang left, hang left.
No!
What the?
Well, he didn't want it that way, but he did.
But he got it that way.
Exactly.
They're not doing a very good job.
It can't be that hard just to assassinate people, like, in a much more subtle way.
No, you run them over.
Whoa!
Bob's fierce.
Run them over.
Damn you,
Why did I assume that this was a family film?
I don't know.
You don't fuck with Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah. Fucking hell, mate.
He's probably the best henchman of all time.
Yeah, seriously, you get shit done, bro.
Exactly.
Hello, I'm back in my jeans and crop top.
This man died by crop top.
He did. Oh, your brother left you.
Yep.
Damn it, where I was, I needed at least another 5 more crop tops.
And he ran out of hairspray as well.
Exactly. See, I mean, this guy's hair is good, but it'll never match as perfection as mine. As me as Beady Barbarian.
You are a Beady Barbarian, aren't you?
But now he's posing as his brother.
Yes. And mind you, James, Gotti!
It's Scorche again, Mark. I don't know what that was.
We got to put on that.
Why has he got all that on his head?
Because he's got a concussion.
He's got his head, and yeah. When did I become a police chief? Why did I stay on the Enterprise? That was a much easier job than this.
This was a stupid idea in the first place. No shit.
What does he sound like? Why does that other cop sound like he's got a Scottish accent too? My favorite thing in any cop movie is like when they have like a high-ranking like police chief and whatever, they have an accent like from a different country. Mm-hmm.
I still don't get how Kent Construction ties into this.
Good question.
We're still trying to figure that out. The script hasn't told us yet.
How about buying some cookies?
Cookies?
Did someone say cookies? Is it laced with steroids?
Are they protein cookies?
The protein is steroids.
Yeah, of course it is. Sorry, just trying to find out more about this movie, but nah.
Look at that Vince McMahon walk.
It is! Look at it! You got no chance.
Yes.
Hello, brother. Oh, wait. That's not his brother. It's Mr. Carradine. It's Mr. Cunt! Mr. C!
I've come here to kill Bill.
Jesus. So, who's everyone's favourite Carradine?
Ooh, well, there's quite a few Carradines. Mm. You've got David Carradine, of course. Mm. Then you got Keith Carradine. Mm. Then you got Robert Carradine.
Mm.
I think there's a fourth brother, but I can't think of who it is.
Which one was in Revenge of the Nerds?
That was Robert Carradine.
I'd say Robert Carradine.
Mm. I do like Keith Carradine. Keith Carradine's pretty cool. But, you know, we always got to have a bit of love in our heart for David Carradine, who's no longer with us, but he is a B-movie legend, and he was also in Kung Fu.
Mm.
So we'll always have a lot of love for him.
That's very true.
Man knows how to tie a knot.
Exactly. Oh. Batch, to quote you, Violet.
Violet.
You thought my joke was bad.
Not even sorry.
See, I'm not even doing the dark jokes on this episode for once. I wasn't even going to go there.
I was just going to say my favorite Carradine might be Keith Carradine.
Mm. Keith Carradine just pops up everywhere these days. B as in Bill?
He is in diamonds?
He's Bill.
All right, son, give me that card that has all the assassins who work for me, including Beatrix Kiddo. And also, it taught me how to do kung fu. And also, I was in Death Race 2000. I don't even know what I'm doing here. I needed money. I mean, I was lazy enough to be in this movie, so I didn't even need a character name. Just call me Mr. C.
Hello. Prison inmates. Yes, I have a rotary phone. I need somebody to go after Bede. There's something wrong with him today. He's not making really disturbing jokes. It's been left to me and Batch, and I don't feel okay with this. Thanks, prison. Bye.
I'm the one who's doing the disturbing jokes?
No, I said you're not. Something's wrong with you.
I've been picking up your slack, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. Damn it, my brother's in jail. This guy should be in jail just to get wearing that crop top.
He's got a hard hat on. He blends in.
My disguise.
Completely disguised.
He's had that crop top for 5 days now.
Oh my god. Bede, can you and your brother dress up as the Barbarian Brothers, please?
They could have milked the Barbarian Brothers in the hot tub a little bit longer.
Yes. Yes.
They should have been in the hot tub with the with the hard hat. Oh, Bob strikes again.
Uh-huh. He's a good henchman, that Bob.
Yep.
The...
Go, Bob. That's I like Bob.
Is this Bob's a prequel to... Is this a prequel to the Tim Burton's Batman where it's the same Bob the Henchman? This is a prequel story for Bob the Henchman?
Yes. Bob's origin story. Because everyone knows Bob in Batman was always the best character.
He was.
You, a twin brother, no way. Roddy McDowell, no relation to Malcolm McDowell. I think Bob's just wants to really punch David Paul out because he's got that mullet and not has he doesn't have his hair into a cool ponytail.
Like no, he doesn't.
He got punched in the nose, and it's only like a slight little bit of blood.
I know, Bob, do better. You're the best henchman we've ever had.
Exactly. Except for maybe second to the blonde-haired guy from Ninja Terminator.
I don't know. Some what fight that movie
between
was.
Ninja Terminator guy and Bob.
Yes.
Yes.
And they the only way they get to go to they know they're having a showdown is because a little Transformer robot shows up to tell them.
Yes.
And he'll just be like, "Hello, I'm Starscream, and you have to fight to the death." Okay. I'm so confused, but
if I shoot your brother, that means you'll be the only one. It'll only just be you. You get all the credit.
Does he have a conscience now? Oh, look, he's got the credit card.
Every cat burglar at some point rides a conscience. If Catwoman has taught us anything. Cat burglars always eventually grow a conscience.
Alright,
we're making a bomb, aka we're making double drop.
Meanwhile,
double drop. I keep putting the same.
I'm Roddy McDowell, and I'm going to drink my tea.
Yes.
Oh, now they're in double trouble tied up.
Double knots.
Double knots.
I already made one knot joke this episode. I'm not making another.
What they do in their personal time, it's their business. So what's on the card? Did we ever find out?
Crime stuff.
It's like the summer...
love it.
On that card is a collection of crop tops. We're going to take you down to the crop top shop. Don't get mad at me. It's not my fault we're in this movie.
I don't know what's going on.
Super kick.
Run away, Bob! You're the best character! We want you to live!
Not a fan of the score of this movie, though.
Yeah, this seems like the type of score you create on GarageBand.
Yeah, but you can make great things on GarageBand.
That is true, but somebody kind of...
I feel like this music was like what Randy Newman threw out when he was trying to compose his next song. This was a discarded pipe.
You do imagine if Randy Newman did a song for this movie?
Crop tops.
Trouble in crop tops. We're going big, down the crop top shop.
Big muscle brothers. One's a cop, one's a thief.
And they have the best hair around.
Crop tops. And
crop tops.
This was the heat before heat.
The safe word is Raiders.
Screaming no, it's not going to help. Wait,
no, who shot Bob.
Him? Not oh Bob. Look, Dickhead McGee saved the day.
Oh, sorry. I thought. Sorry, I didn't mean to shoot Bob. I thought that was my brother Corbin Burnson.
He was aiming for the Raiders logo. He's a terrible shot. Yes.
He is a terrible shot. Don't forget what the safe word is.
Don't worry, I'll go get more crop tops for you guys.
That joke's just killed me.
Right into the ground.
Oh, God.
Yes. Why were crop tops a thing? These are questions I need.
Why are they still not a thing?
Well, it's the same, as I said. All that they should have had a pair of Zubez and a bum bag to go with it, the outfit, and they would have completed the outfit.
Mm.
See, that's the look of a Kevin.
And to top it off, put a Ribera jacket on there, too.
Yes.
What's going on?
Come on, everyone. We gotta go get that card that's full of porn.
Rubble.
No, they're going to get all the crop top stash.
Yes.
There was a sale.
See,
there was a sale.
After the war in LA wars, drugs were no longer the big economic thing among gangs. It was crop tops.
Oh, it was crop tops. Yeah, it makes sense, actually. Yeah.
It's Jambi from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Oh my gosh.
That's the same actor.
How did this movie get everyone in this movie?
I don't know. Like,
everyone involved in this movie?
But I feel like our 2B cinematic universe actually flows really well for Phase 2. It's doing really good, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to write up an actual, like, sheet of all the films we've done so far this year, and I was sort of looking back on everything, and yeah, everything so far from all the movies we've done have flowed quite well into each other, so...
Mr. Jingles is not going to be on that list.
Unfortunately, it will be.
Neither is Hell of the Living Dead.
No. Those will not make the list.
Unfortunately, those two movies tie everything together. They are the four, the dark world of this universe.
Shut up, Bede. Shut up, Meg.
We want Scotty.
Is this?
So now they're going to rob a bank, I think the keys were the key to the robbing this bank.
1 hour 13:29. We are almost finished this movie.
And so we have about 13 minutes left.
And I haven't left the show at all.
Pretty much, the other trivia I have for this movie pretty much is like James Doohan, Roddy McDowall, and Bill Mummy all previously appeared on various episodes of The Twilight Zone, the original.
Oh, yeah.
And also, James Doohan and Bill Mummy both starred in competing science fiction series in the 60s. James Doohan, of course, being in Star Trek, and Bill Mummy being in Lost in Space.
Hmm.
Yeah, Bill Mummy plays Bob in this movie.
Yes.
Mm.
Bob. I feel very sad that Bob's now gone. He will come back to life and then star in Batman.
Bob was the best.
Which is, yes.
Can we have a henchman to be award? Because he will win.
Ooh, that is a good new category. I will make that category.
He deserves a nomination.
Yes, him and the blonde hair guy. I will look back on all the henchmen we've had in the movies so far, and I'll make a special category for them.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Oh no, they're selling us the cards from the movie.
They are.
Giving us the cash back. See, this movie was ahead of its time. It predicted something like this would
happen. It did. It really did.
Double Trouble is the most influential film we've had on this show since Voyage of the Rock Aliens. Oh, and we're back at the movie, and the time is 1 hour, 13 minutes, and 34 seconds.
Easy does it. So we're underground somewhere, I think.
Yes. We're going to rob. But they better be careful of that miner from My Bloody Valentine.
Maybe. Does his cup say, I'm damn good?
Damn, I'm good, yes.
Damn, I'm good. I need that.
He stole it from Kyle MacLachlan in Twin Peaks.
I love so Kyle MacLachlan. He's the best.
I suppose Kyle MacLachlan has not popped up on this show so far. In some movie.
We haven't done Showgirls yet.
That is true.
Needs to be on Tubi because I need to do a billion podcasts on Showgirls because it's the best.
Yes. You have to do Showgirls on every single one of our podcasts on our network, including The King Zone.
Mm-hmm. It'll be tied in somehow.
Yes. Stephen King ghost wrote that movie.
He became Joe Esterhaas.
Yes. I mean, you've never seen Stephen King and Joe Esterhaas in the same room together. Just saying.
If you go Google them, you'll probably find a photo of them together and you'll be proved wrong.
No, that is probably true.
I mean, I don't know because I haven't checked.
At their they probably hanged out at cocaine parties.
I want to go to a cocaine party. Oh, no, I mean, like, Coca-Cola. Not cocaine, sorry.
Too late.
We'll go to a cocaine party, and the Barbarian Brothers allegedly went to a steroid party.
I'm so confused. What are they unlocking?
They're going to open the vault, and the Barbarian Brothers are going to be in the vault.
Yes!
Yes.
That, I would pop for that.
That'd be hilarious.
What is in there?
Crime stuff.
It's Marcellus as well as his soul.
What is it? But I want to see what's in there.
It's a golden crop top.
It's a golden Raiders crop top. He's going to go get it before they take it from him.
It's a Raiders crop top that's made out of money. Like, literally, it's money. And also gold.
Oh, it's just diamonds.
Oh, no, it's more diamonds.
Is that all it is?
Well, that was kind of... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit anticlimactic.
It is! I thought it'd be more exciting than that. Like, you need...
I would have loved it if it was a gold.
Yeah, like, you need all these specific things for these diamonds.
They're wearing the outfit from Lego Batman.
Yes.
Yes.
See, these guys are smart. They got a little vacuum cleaner that sucks up all the diamonds.
Yeah, that these jewels look like shitty quality costume jewels.
Yeah. They probably cost only $5 down at the costume shop. Along with all the other outfits.
So all this thing, there was just this secret vault they need special cards for just for some fucking diamonds.
Yes.
Diamonds were apparently a big deal.
Yeah.
Diamonds were the thing back in the 90s, apparently. We got sealed
but
the
diamonds. But then Leonardo DiCaprio taught us why diamonds are really bad.
Exactly.
There was not that many diamonds in there. Fuck off.
Those diamonds all put together in those jugs, they all look like ice cubes put together.
You can't close a door on the barbarians.
See, they should just use their biceps and go...
You know what? Die Hard with a Vengeance ripped this off.
Wow.
It's a little bit similar.
Right. Wow. This really is the second most influential film we've done so far for this show.
First was Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
That's right. Congratulations, gentlemen.
First of all,
we don't need those crop tops because the crop tops became inside the seams of the crop top is the vaccine. And if you wear a crop top, that means you'll get the injection for a virus that doesn't exist.
Okay.
And it also has 5Gs.
Oh.
It'll make you want to buy crop tops.
Hold on, I got another text from Craven here. He approves of the mullets on both Barbarian Brothers.
Oh, I knew he would.
See, I think he will not be named.
He will not be named.
Would love this movie even more so, not only if they have the hair, but also just that really nice flowing beard.
They just need a goatee and then away they go.
He's a smart bad guy. He just kills off everyone.
Why share the diamonds when I can keep them all to myself?
The Dark Knight, the beginning of The Dark Knight ripped this movie off.
Yes. You're right. This movie, every movie after this ripped this movie off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyways, but back to going on to the set of Planet of the Apes, one of the sequels.
The sea she who must not be named.
Oh my God.
Wants diamonds. What?
They flipped that plate over.
How?
Gentlemen. I don't know.
Muscles.
How? I know that, but it's got wings. How is that even possible?
My
wings would have broken. Those diamonds only had one day left till retirement.
Yes, the sea. Like the letter C, she who will not be named wants those diamonds to fund her something. I think she's trying to get more alcohol.
Don't shoot those diamonds. I mean, might as well shoot those diamonds. They're still small. You're not going to do that much damage to them.
They're just putting them on the floor. He can just vacuum them up later.
See, not many people realize he who will not be named Sister has the same haircut as the Barbarian Brothers.
Mm.
That is true.
She does.
I like how they basically shot that box full of diamonds, and it's still, like, trickling diamonds on the ground.
Oh, one of them finally got shot. And Crop Top McGee gets to finally do something.
This movie is also ripping off the ending of Heat.
What is it with these movies being so fucking influential?
I know, it's weird.
That's nice you're not mad anymore. I just got shot.
Avenge me, brother.
Thank goodness your suit got shot and not my crop top.
It shot me in my man boob.
No damage better come to that crop top.
Okay, now my hair is now even more weird now that my hair fell off. The things you have to watch if you sign up as a patron to watch the video version of the show. With my hair up this high, I do look like Nicolas Cage.
You do, actually.
Also, excuse me, why wasn't I cast in this movie? I mean, I had a time between 10:15 and 10:40 to a shot a scene for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you want to play both brothers, Nicholas?
Yes, I could. I mean, I already played twin brothers in adaptation. I could have easily played these two characters as well.
Mm-hmm.
But my difference is, I would have wore the crop top, but the thing is, the crop top would have been so high, it would have been above my belly button, and also my nipples. Mm-hmm. It would have been like at least up here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, not the crop top! He's gonna shoot the crop top!
No, he just shot him out the window. Oh, okay, not out the window, through a window.
Nobody gets away from trying to shoot my crop top.
And he had a handful of diamonds, or is that glass?
That's glass.
I'm so confused.
See, if I was a burglar, I would round up as much glass as I possibly can, give it back to the cops and say, oh, here you go, here's your diamonds.
Yeah, exactly. On the grand scheme of things, not a terrible movie that we've done. It's a fairly decent movie, so...
Yeah, it's kind of doing like, okay. You know, around this mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess because, like,
as you said earlier, we're not as... It's not to say that we're not, like, reasonably entertained by this film. It's just, I guess... It's not the... Yeah, it's not as crazy as the previous films we've done for this show.
He's slowly... Peter's slowly getting away.
I need you to take me down to the crop top shop.
He does. And that's our movie. Next up on Tubi, The Secret Agent Club.
Starring
Hulk Hogan. That's right, brother.
Followed by They Call Me Bruce. Then Double Dragon. Double
Dragon. Turf Turf with James Spader and Hercules in New York with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, Tubi knows us very well, clearly.
Oh my god. Exactly.
I feel like we might need to watch the Secret Agent Club movie at some point.
With the wrestling tapes, most definitely.
Yes.
We've got to do the wrestling tapes. Well, that appears to be the end of this week's episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Thanks to our patrons for voting for what we watched. I hope that this was an entertaining episode, even if we were a little bit quieter than usual.
Yes.
But, sometimes we got to tone it down a little.
Yeah, exactly. So that way we're not, like, shouting over each other and stuff like that. But we do hope all of our listeners did enjoy the episode. And also, thank you to all of our subscribers for picking this movie from the poll and not putting the blame entirely on me this time.
Indeed.
But, indeed. So we'll be back for our next Patreon poll, which I believe will be in May. And Marcy, that is your turn for the poll.
I'll pick the poll picks, but yes, in a few weeks, we will be having another Patreon pick episode where the Patreon may or may not join us for that. So we'll see that in a few episodes, but we all have our picks in the upcoming episodes, with Batch being next week's pick.
Yeah. Indeed. And we have a theme for our next three picks. We won't say what it is yet, but
all will be revealed
for that one post. Oh, yes, all will be revealed on the next episode.
Yes, and as usual, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can check out the Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And if you want to find all your Tubi Tuesday-related links, please check out our link tree, which is simply linktr.ee/thetubitoesdayspodcast. And if you want to find me personally, I am on Twitter at supermarcy, and I'm on Letterboxd at super_marcy.
Indeed. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday and Friday on the Pop4D Network, every Tuesday for Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. On Fridays, it is Avenging Tales with me and James Simpson, where we recap issues of The Mighty Avengers. Also, make sure you get your official To Be Fair t-shirt on the Pop4D merch store. Links will be provided in the links.
Indeed, they will be.
Damn straight they will be.
And
people want to...
Yeah, I was going to say Bede's turn. Sorry.
Well, people want to find me in my amazing Barbarian Brother style wig. You can find me at my Twitter page, twitter.com/BedeJamite, or my personal page on Letterboxd at letterboxd.com/BedeJamite. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
Indeed. And that's it from us for this week, and we'll see everybody next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
When David Jade became a cop, he was ready for the danger. Ready for the violence. The only thing he wasn't ready for...
Freeze. Dave?
Peter?
...was his twin brother.
You got all the bad chromosomes, not me.
Come on, man, this isn't funny.
They grew up on opposite sides of the law.
You are a hell of a cop. Oh. You're a hell of a liar.
Peter, do you ever tell the truth?
Not if I can help it.
But now they've joined forces.
This is your new partner.
No way.
This way.
To crack the crime of the century.
International Diamond Exchange.
On any given day. $5 billion in diamonds.
billion with a B?
And give the underworld a head-splitting dose of double vision.
Sit up here to make everyone forgive and forget.
Welcome, Dave.
Starring David Paul, Peter Paul, Roddy McDowell, David Carradine, Troy Donahue, Star Trek's James Doohan, and introducing Colin Burnson. Double Trouble.
You two really do look alike.
Shut up, Whitney.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.